we know is that the guards raided a number of properties, I believe, the start of this week. And as you know, there is a High Court order out directing that Mr. Ferry be arrested and brought to prison because he is in contempt of the High Court for failing to clean up his illegal dump at Rossbracken. So certainly, to my knowledge, the guards are kind of looking around. They're passing Mr. Ferry's properties and keeping an eye out to see if he appears, and presumably will arrest him. And it seems that in that context, they went to a couple of properties at the beginning of the week and found some items which I think were unexpected. The High Court has said, you know, there's no further court appearance necessary. He is to be arrested and he is to be brought immediately to prison, and he's to be detained there indefinitely until he purges his contempt. And purging his contempt, the court has said, means implementing the court order of last April, which charged him to clean up the Rossbracken site, and which the court has held that he has singularly failed to do. The judge, Mr. Justice Max Barrett, did say that he would look at matters again in October, and he indicated that in the meantime, if Mr. Ferry was in prison, you know, he could seek to come back to court, but the only grounds for coming back to court would be to come into court and say, well, look, Judge, I've actually done what I've been told to do, and here's the evidence for it. But that appears not to be happening. He remains a fugitive from justice. And in the meantime, as you said at the start of this, the certain items, stolen property, a balaclava, some cannabis plants, and an estimated €80,000 in cash were found. Now, it's not clear whether these are directly linked to Mr. Ferry himself, but they were found in properties to which he is linked.